In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 18th century, the Puritan preacher, Jonathan Edwards, preached a sermon entitled, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. In that sermon, Edwards said this, "The God that holds you over the pit of hell, much as one holds a spider or some loathsome insect over the fire, abhors you and is dreadfully provoked. His wrath towards you burns like fire. He looks upon you as worthy of nothing else but to be cast into the fire." Okay, then we hear the gospel, according to Edwards. This is a day of mercy. You may cry now with some encouragement of obtaining mercy. Well, that's not exactly a warm and endearing picture of God, is it? These are the hands of God who is known only through the law. These are the hands of a God that are lifted up in anger and judgment. These are indeed the hands of an angry God, whose message is that we must clean up our lives or die. But most certainly, these are not the hands of the true and living God. These are the hands of which Isaiah spoke. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Edwards was right. We are sinners. That is most certainly true. And we are sinners in the hands of God. But we are sinners in the hands of a loving God. Ancient Israel lived with tremendous guilt. They were called to be a holy people, unlike the people of the nations around them. And yet, they had forsaken the one who called them into being. Gone was the true worship of God. Gone was faithfulness to his Torah. Gone was their very self-identity as a light to the world. They had become indistinguishable from their pagan neighbors. Hopelessness abounded, and despair reigned. And in the midst of all this, they blamed it all on God. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forsaken me." That was Israel's response with Satan's most vicious attack. How could God forgive and restore you? He's an angry God who despises, who abhors you, and whose wrath burns like fire. You're sinners in the hands of an angry God. So Satan would have them and us believe. Yet God never forgot his people. He did not stop being what he is, the God who is love. He speaks to those people and to us. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. This is the God who has called us to be his light in a world of darkness. And in this time, we see again an opportunity for the church to proclaim the true and living God who is love in the midst of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Sin brought death into the world so that creation herself groans under its weight. And man feels the burden of that sin in both man-made and natural disasters. Satan's evil and hatred is never seen in abstractions, but always in the concrete reality of death and destruction. There are and there will be more voices raised declaring Katrina to be the angry outpouring of God's wrath against the world. And there will also be a religious response that calls people to, again, rely on some God. It doesn't matter who you envision him to be, as long as you believe in some sort of a God who might even be knowable apart from Christ through any of a multitude of religions. This abstract God of modern religiosity is no answer to the concrete reality of human suffering. Only the God who has taken upon himself the concrete flesh of his creation can counter the concrete realities of sin. Church of Christ, even if we have forgotten him, he has never forgotten us. He knew us before the world was formed. He knew us at Calvary, when the blood of the Messiah was shed for the sin of the whole world, making us righteous and holy before him. He knew us at Easter, when the power of sin and death and hell itself were forever removed. We are engraved on the palms of his hands. And that fact does not make us dear to the world or to the devil. Luther said that when we baptize a child, the child is burdened with a mighty and lifelong enemy, the devil. And his temptations come strongest at times of disaster. So much so that we begin to think that if word and sacrament aren't doing what we think they ought to do, then the Lord has forsaken us. If the world does not love us and respect us, we think the Lord has forsaken us. When we're afraid to make a big deal of truth, simply because we seem to make the world think that we are proud and inflexible. And the world does think that, we think the Lord has forsaken us. But God says, behold, even a woman who forgets her child, if that's possible, it is not possible that I will ever forget you. You are engraved on the palms of my hands. You are engraved in the palms of the hands scarred with the print of nails. You are engraved on the palms of the hands held out to disbelieving Thomas, causing him to fall on his knees and declare the Christ to be Lord and God. You are engraved on the palms of the one whose hands were raised as the living one ascended. You are engraved on the palms of the hands of the one who comes to you in his body and blood, preparing you for the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom that will have no end. You are engraved on the palms of the hands of the one who reaches to you even in your darkest moments and upholds you with his love and his peace, who speaks to you with those incomparable words, "Your sin is forgiven." Yes, you and I are sinners. And yes, we are in the hands of God. But our God is not an angry God. He is the God who is love, who is mercy, who is compassion. You and I, in this world, are sinners in the hands of a loving God. And that God will see you through every moment of your life until the day when you stand before him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.